Good morning, Noreen.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you very much for joining me.
No problem.
So, Noreen, what impact would this incident have on these Indigenous students involved?
Well, I think there's a whole lot of layers to it. Of course, they'd be absolutely devastated. They have got up in front of their peers, which is always difficult when you're a teenager, so there's that layer. To share culture with the mainstream school community and then laughed at and called names in a very, very base racist way. So the levels and layers of hurt, I don't think, can be underestimated. It's just awful thing to happen, particularly, it is NAIDOC week and that makes it worse, but it would have been an incredibly hurtful thing to happen at any time.
I would imagine. Well, what would an appropriate response for the school, what would it be to take?
Well, what the school's saying in public, or the Department of Education is saying in public, is that the incident wasn't seen by any of the school staff. I think the appropriate response is to believe the kids and to investigate it very, very thoroughly and take appropriate disciplinary action within the school.
Well, many of the students affected said they received racist comments. Do you think our education system as a whole has done enough to make students aware of how hurtful these racially insensitive remarks can be?
Well, clearly we are still having to argue that the correct story about how this place was formed and the role of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in pre-white settlement history and capabilities, etc., as well as what transpired post-settlement, we're still having to argue that that's not taught appropriately. So maybe if things were taught appropriately, there would be more understanding of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture and its role and place.
What exactly do you mean by appropriately?
Well, if it were taught correctly and if the history of this country were taught pursuant to its real story rather than the kind of colonialist approach, which is largely what's taught. So if it were taught correctly, there would be more understanding as to the role and place of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture. But in terms of racism and how that's panning out in schools, I just think it's a terrible, terrible time where racists have been given entitlement and license. And that this is just a typical kind of example of that for me.
Well, have we seen any work from the government to help change our education system to teach a more, as you say, more appropriate and more realistic version of what actually happened in our history?
Well, I think there's been various efforts made on the part of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people over the last long period with varying degrees of success. I think clearly things have changed a lot in the education system. I had kids in school quite recently and things were better, but they're still not, they're still suboptimal, and certainly more work can be done.
Well, hopefully we can see some more work done very soon from the government to, you know, make sure these kinds of events don't happen again. And it's just, I guess, a big part of it's through education. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, Noreen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That was...